This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, back to very serious things. Let's talk about DeAndre Hopkins. I would like to play what Nick Wright had to say. I would like to play what Danny Parkins were like. They used to make afternoon money, and now it is in a completely different stratosphere. Let me play for you first what Danny Parkins had to say. He has a new television show called Breakfast Ball. I would highly encourage you to watch it. I watch parts of it every single morning. Here's what Danny thinks.
Fifth round pick that could become a fourth round pick, and Devontae Adams went for more than that. Amari Cooper went for more than that. So they're making a conscious decision of, we didn't pay the price for those other over 30, 30 and over wide receivers.
Right.
We're going to pay a lesser price for this one. And I do think it's worth reminding people, like the name DeAndre Hopkins, he's 32 years old, but in terms of what he's done in the NFL, there's basically no one more accomplished that is running routes right now. He's first in catches, second in yards, fourth in touchdowns among active wide receivers. And normally receivers after 30, they fall off, but we've seen guys like Mike Evans recently be very successful at it. And you said it's been a few years, and you're right. He was last a Pro Bowler in 2020. So what has happened to DeAndre Hopkins since 2020? There have been some injuries, no doubt, but this is the list of quarterbacks he's caught a single pass from.
Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
It appears.
Kyler Murray, Colt McCoy, Ryan Tannehill, Will Levis, Trace McSorley, and Mason Rudolph. So he has been in an abyss of he has not been surrounded by other good wide receivers. He has not been in good offenses. He has not been with good quarterbacks. He has not been with consistent quarterbacks because his quarterback keeps getting injured. So I do think there's reason to believe that DeAndre Hopkins is a huge upgrade for the Chiefs.
I mean, I don't think there's any question that he is a huge upgrade for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is where I might be a little bit different, and sometimes this is going to sound crazy. I think we sort of overrate the quarterback that you play with. A lot of it comes down to targets and opportunities and how often you get thrown the football. Last year, DeAndre Hopkins didn't play with great quarterback play. There's no denying that. He had 137 targets. For example, DeAndre Hopkins got thrown the ball last year more than Mike Evans did. He got thrown the football last year more than Travis Kelce did last year in this offense. He got a ton of volume last season. So I'm not saying that it's not going to be a quarterback upgrade, that he can't still have a really good season. I'm just saying that DeAndre Hopkins over the course of his career, because of the lack of other players that he's played with, he has gotten a lot of volume over the course of his career, and he got it last year. He got thrown the ball 137 times last season. He got the ball a lot last year. So you are coming into a scenario, he's just not going to get the number of opportunities. He's going to get better opportunities. He's going to get better balls thrown his way, but he's just not going to get the volume that he has received over the course of the last couple of years in this offense that loves to kind of spread things around. But there's no question about it right now. The Chiefs do not have a proven healthy wide receiver on their team. Xavier Worthy just got here a month ago. He is not a proven wide receiver in this league. Mecole Hardman, we've seen a lot of them. I wouldn't consider him to be a proven wide receiver in this league. Justin Watson, Sky Moore, they do not have a single proven wide receiver on their team. They just acquired one for a pick that's somewhere between 130 and 160, and they're only going to pay him $3 million between now and the Super Bowl. You are happy with what you got in return for what you gave up. I want to play what Nick Wright had to say about this on his show, First Things First. Here's Nick.
This is why Brett Veach is the best GM in football, and this is why the Chiefs are the Chiefs. Because while the rest of the league can overpay for guys of a similar caliber, and while NFL media can talk about Cooper Kupp can be had for the low, low price of a second round pick, and he'll throw in his multiple ankle surgeries to go along with it. Cooper Kupp's a great player who, unfortunately, you know what I mean, his body has betrayed him in a serious way the last few years. The Chiefs say, nah, we'll give you a fifth. that, well, let's be honest, it'll be a fourth because the condition is make the Super Bowl and we're going to do that, for a guy who will just seamlessly fit into the role Rashee Rice was doing. You guys know I don't like older receivers, and I certainly don't like
it's
expensive.
31,
exactly.
31 he's 32.
He's 32. He's the same draft class as Travis Kelce. But he's going to be making no money. It's a dozen game plus the Super Bowl run, so call it a 15-game commitment. And we know exactly what DeAndre is going to be doing. And it is because they don't panic and because they address a need without mortgaging the future that they can have the youngest defense in football also be the best defense in football.
To give you an idea of how old DeAndre Hopkins is in football years, let me give you some players who were in the same draft that he was in. It was Andy Reid's first year. These were the top five picks. Eric Fisher, Luke Jokel, Deion Jordan, Lane Johnson, Ezekiel Ansah. Those were the top five picks in that year's draft class. Four wide receivers that were selected. It was Tavon Austin, DeAndre Hopkins, Cordarrelle Patterson, Justin Hunter, who I completely forgot about him, who played at Tennessee, and also Robert Woods. Those were the top five wide receivers that were taken. So DeAndre Hopkins has certainly been around. We went through the list earlier with the quarterbacks that he's played with, and you also heard Danny say that in the clip. So this is a good opportunity. If you were talking about a guy who hasn't played in a lot of important games, he's never played in the AFC or NFC championship game. He obviously has never played in a Super Bowl. He is 2-4 in postseason games, and you got a chance to join a team that has another future Hall of Famer in Travis Kelce and has a future Hall of Fame quarterback and the best coach of his generation this side of Bill Belichick in Andy Reid. This is a guy who should come in hungry, willing to learn this playbook, willing to do whatever this team needs. If you need me to help run block, if you need me to make a tough catch on 3rd and 7, that is the kind of player that they should be acquiring with DeAndre Hopkins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.